Hi, this is Nancy Napier, and I welcome you to this practice for living as a magician. The practice of becoming a magician who engages a collaboration between visible and invisible worlds involves a clear awareness of intentionality. When we focus our intentions on specific outcomes we wish to manifest, we magnetically call these outcomes to us. Once the call goes out, synchronicity, operating within multidimensional realities, brings our intention and its outcome together in time and space. The key thing to know is that we are constantly sending out calls to the larger context based on the intentions we hold within our consciousness, quite often outside our ongoing awareness. This means that if we hold a fear that we fantasize about, that fear will send out a call. If we have an outcome we want but think we can't have it, that sends out a call. If we chew on resentment or anger, or if we can't get our mind off something we've lost, that also sends out a call. For this practice, the essential ingredient is to be mindful of where you mentally and emotionally place your attention, as that focus of attention creates intention and then generates a call to manifestation. This is the cycle we each want to understand and practice with greater conscious awareness. For this practice, then, the beginning step is to become even more aware of where you place your attention, where you release your intentions into the flow of manifestation. And so, begin to track where you spend your thinking time. On what subjects? Begin to track where you spend your emotional time. With what feelings? What do you think and feel about your body? What messages do you give yourself and the world around you about your body? Begin to notice what you call to yourself from the depths of your inner life. What intentions do your thoughts and feelings embody? What do they actively call to you? If you find that you spend time ruminating about fear, anger, loss, or any other quality that brings negativity or lack, become aware of that, gently please, and notice if it's possible to shift your focus to another more supportive thought, sound, sensation, or image. And that may be as simple as putting a mental arm around that subject of rumination. It sometimes helps to have a mantra or saying available to bring into awareness as you work to break the habit of going automatically to negative or limiting thoughts and feelings. It helps if it's a thought or mantra that feels real to you or has meaning to you, as that will help you shift away from what limits you into a state of body-mind being that sends out a different kind of call. This doesn't mean that you will always have positive thoughts and feelings. We just aren't constructed that way. But this kind of mindful practice can help you become aware of those moments when you've actually dropped into and have become identified with the many random thoughts and feelings that move through consciousness every day, all the time. This awareness then offers you a choice to be mindfully aware of what's moving through without identifying with or adding to it. Because our brains are constructed to make meaning of our experience, we inevitably fill in the blanks with thoughts about what's going on in our lives. This practice can help you to become aware of the quality of meaning you use to fill in those gaps, and then to change course if you discover you're filling in meaning that is limiting or focused on lack. As you practice shifting into a more supportive and constructive state of awareness, notice what happens with the quality of your everyday life as you focus on sending out calls that emphasize gratitude, abundance, good health, and other life-affirming qualities you'd like to have in and around you. Intention radiates from you in every moment. Offer yourself the gift of allowing it to support you in positive and constructive ways that go beyond your current imagining. And so for now, at the end of this practice, I wish you well.